The next patient is Richard Kogelschatz. The last name is K-O-G-E-L-S-C-H-A-T-Z. Richard is the first name. This is a clinical case of a 54-year-old white male that has a history of polycystic kidney disease. The patient reached end-stage renal disease in 2006. Bilateral nephrectomy was performed prior to a transplant. The living related donor that has been successful. The laboratory workup that we have available shows that the patient has a creatinine of 1.2. A BUN of 22 and an estimated GFR that is 69 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria whatsoever. The protein creatinine ratio is 96 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The urinalysis is completely clean. The BK virus is not detected, and there is no evidence of anemia. The prograft level is uh, 3.3. The patient is taking 5 milligrams every 12 hours. This situation has been confronted before. We are going to repeat the program level in 3 weeks. If it still remains low, we'll adjust the dose of the program. Number two, a patient has arterial hypertension. The physical examination there is a fluid retention, grade 1 over 4, and the blood pressure is 130 over 89. The last time was 154 over 96. At this point, we are going to increase the dose of the losartan to 100 and add a little bit of diuretic hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams. The medication is Hyzar, H-Y-Z-A-R, 100/12.5, one a day. The patient is advised to monitor the blood pressure and notify us of the blood pressure log. Following number, the patient remains with the hypercholesterolemia. The cholesterol is 210, and the LDL is elevated at 140. The patient states that he has been eating poorly and he wants to postpone the administration of the statins. And we agree if there is not improvement, then next time we start treating the patient. Following number, the patient has a history of retinal melanoma that is followed at the Bascom, B-A-S-C-O-M, Palmer in Miami. Palmer is P-A-L-M-E-R. The appointment is coming up in the next 2 weeks. Re-evaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.